Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Justice for Natalie Holloway. Is that what we saw take place in a courtroom in the United States just this past week? I think that might be up for discussion. According to Beth Holloway, she feels vindicated. She feels like they had a win in court the other day with the admission from Joran Vandersloot that he, in fact, did murder Natalie Holloway, although will not face murder charges in the U.S. for it. Sentencing also very questionable. We got to start somewhere with this. Let's start, in fact, with Joran's story of how he was rejected sexually from Natalie and became angry, says that he hit her and then took a cinder block and got very disturbing in the description of literally caved her face in and then took her to the ocean and she floated away. Horrible, I guess plausible, but is it real? I mean, why, I guess, are they putting this amount of weight on someone who is not a credible witness or a credible person by any stretch of the imagination?
Yeah, the guy never tells the truth. You couldn't find a better example of, you know, a classic psychopath, mm-hmm. from rapist, career criminal, murderer. And I was struck by how calm he was, you know, in this confession. I listened to it and this is what I did. I bashed her head in. I mean, just absolutely horrifying to listen to. And he's never told the truth. He doesn't tell the truth about anything, as psychopaths tend not to. Mm-hmm. So is this closure for the mom, for Beth? Apparently it's been helpful to her. So I'm glad it happened because of that. But I would not bet money that this is actually what happened. One of the other things that he stated is that after he murdered her, he pulled the body out into the surf and just kind of pushed her off into the ocean. Well, if you've spent any time in the ocean, you know that, you know, the surf washes things back in. And so that doesn't quite gel. It doesn't make sense. So yeah, questionable if, I mean, there may be pieces of this are true, but he also likes to play games and tell stories. So who knows?
It's very bizarre. I mean, initially when he was extradited back to the U.S., the thought was we're going to charge him here with trying to extort $25,000 out of Beth Holloway, which would have been very easy, I think, to do and convict him without doing some sort of a plea deal. granted, at the end of the day, I think the most important thing is for those close enough, Beth Holloway, to have some sort of closure the way that she wants it to. But at the same point, the authorities who are trying to get to the bottom of this, why even make this deal? Is this something that was more of an agreement maybe with, did Beth have a say in this is kind of my question. And, you know, if she did, I get that. But if she didn't, why just allow him to take this or even offer this? Why not just pursue him to the fullest extent of the law and do the original plan? You got your 27 years in his Peruvian jail, and then whatever you're going to get over here is going to go right after that. Now the sentences are concurrent. So he may never spend a day in a U.S. prison. The only way that would happen is if he somehow was released from jail there first. That part doesn't make sense to me in this case.
Yeah, I was concerned about that, too, because this is a guy who should never be walking among the rest of us. No. And he's not going to change, and he's always going to be dangerous. And so, yeah, my preference would be let's do everything we can to throw everything at him and keep him out of society.
I do wonder if there's a bigger game at play here that Joran is thinking, oh, I beat this. I made this claim. I mean, it wouldn't be hard to put those dots together. If you're facing more jail time, of course he's going to lie. There's no way he wouldn't lie. That's just who he is. But is he aware of this little factor that is starting to come to light? And I don't think a lot of us knew about this. I know I didn't. Of there is that statute of limitations there. 12 years only for murder, which is nuts. But that's what the law is there. However, there is a caveat to it within that law system there where if there is enough evidence that can be raised to show otherwise, that statute of limitations there can actually go out the window. So I do wonder if now that we have this confession from Joran, does that qualify as enough evidence in his own country for them to lift the statute of limitations and maybe put another sentence on him over there? Was that part of the strategy on both ends of this is the best bet? This is not going to look good at first, but at the end of the day, this will give him the stiffest of penalties?
Yeah, that would be heartening if it went that way. You know, we'd sure like to see him locked up as long as possible. And you like to think that prosecutors have strategies like that. So fingers crossed, that would be a great outcome.
You like to think. That's the problem. we like to think. Not always is how that turns out, but hopefully more just. I mean, I know that the Natalie's mom feels justice has been served, but I think it feels skimpy to the rest of us. But at the end of the day, it's her feelings and emotions that matter most here.
Yeah.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/IHEART for 40% off. Terms apply.